Tonight on the show, there's a thin line between model and hooker, and Fulci likes to straddle that. We are doing the New York Ripper. Hillary is on, we're going to call it assignment in Jamaica. Tonight, I am very privileged and happy to be joined by one of my dear friends, fellow podcaster, one of the only men I actually respect and like.
Oh.
So, and it's Pete. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Aaron. I am thrilled. I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be here. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and here we are finally face to face.
Awesome. So excited. So you chose this, and it's funny because I have to kind of there are a lot of people who believe this is a giallo movie, and then there's a lot of people who don't believe this is a giallo
Oh,
movie
interesting. Okay.
because it fits some
It
of the tropes, but
sure
not
does.
all of the tropes.
Okay.
And I am not the biggest Fulci fan. I love Giallo. Giallo's one of the reasons that I met my partner. One of our very first conversations was about Torso, and so we, yeah, so we fell in love over a Giallo conversation. So,
It wasn't a song that came on the radio. It was
no,
Torso.
it wasn't. It
And followed
was.
closely by Pieces, I would imagine.
Absolutely. It was just me saying like, "Oh, I've really gotten into Jell-O lately." And he was like, "What do you know about Jell-O?" And then
Well,
it
let me tell
was
you about
like,
Torso.
"Well, I just saw Torso for the first time and I just loved it." And he was just like, "I'm going to marry you." And that was it. Yeah. And it was pretty much the end of that conversation. So
Oh, wonderful.
there's a lot of people who are in different there's different schools of thought for this. Like
Okay.
obviously, this is not traditional Argento. There's really nothing Okay. So this movie has a very well deserved bad rep.
Oh yeah.
like it's
Oh yeah.
let's be honest here. This is a misogynistic buffet
Yeah.
of softcore porn
And meanness. It's a mean
and
movie.
it's a very mean movie.
Oh, like, oh, everybody is awful in this
And
movie.
even when the ending is revealed and and the motive is revealed, you're still kind of like, eh? Usually
That was a movie.
I can find, I most of the time I will sympathize or empathize with with whoever the killer is, like I slaughter
Not this
high
one.
or
Oh, Slaughter High, for sure. Toxic
sleepaway
Avenger.
camp.
I
Even
sympathize.
yes, Toxic Avenger. Yes, I am on Team Melvin, right?
Yeah, from the start, yeah.
But with this movie, it's like I can't get on
Nope.
board with eh. Yeah. So actually, my favorite character in this movie is in the opening with the Golden Retriever.
Well, he's a sweetie boy.
I love that Golden Retriever so
He's
much.
a
I think
gorgeous
that's
dog.
one of the best beginnings of a movie. As so we'll jump right in,
Let's
right?
do
Yeah.
that.
So it opens with what I think is the New York Harbor. I don't know. I was it could be the
It's
Hudson. I
somewhere in New York. Could be the Hudson, could be the harbor,
have
yeah.
no idea. And there's an old man playing fetch with his golden retriever, like you do. And the golden retriever goes to retrieve a stick and comes back with a severed hand, a female severed hand. And we are then treated to a fabulous freeze frame of this dog with the fucking hand in its mouth and the credit sequence. And I'm like, okay, you know what kind of movie you're in for with this.
I was immediately caught. I was entranced at that moment. And you sent me this movie, boy, I was desperate for something different. And I wouldn't say I do love giallos. It does take a certain mood to watch them because they do draw out.
Yeah,
They're long
they
form
don't. Yeah,
storytelling.
they don't move at a clip,
No,
as my partner would say.
they
They
there's
don't.
lots of
They're
exposition.
very
There's this and
long.
that. And that all that is wonderful. It's just I can't watch a double feature, that's for sure.
Oh.
So I was looking for something different, and you chime in on Instagram or something that says you got to watch a New York Ripper. And I'm like, okay, I've seen this on Tubi, or I've seen the poster on Tubi.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, oh, this is on my list. I might as well just watch it. Erin says it's good. She's a giallo freak. Let's go. And this opener sold me lock, stock, and barrel. I was down to clown with this movie. Little did I know that it would get unbelievably uncomfortable very, very quickly.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, is it really takes a turn, if you
Oh
will. Yeah,
boy.
as
Like,
Hillary
this
would
is a
say,
roller
takes a
coaster, man.
hard left.
There's a lot of these creeping up the hills and a couple of fake outs and then a drop off. Like, you're holy, oh my God, without a
Man,
seatbelt, by the way.
little bit of background with this is that there was an original screenwriter on the film, and the producers were kind of like, yeah, we like that, but not much. Then they brought in another screenwriter, and the screenwriter kind of like touched it up a little bit, but all of the weird misogynistic sexual violence, the stuff that makes most people wildly uncomfortable about this
Yes,
film,
as it should.
including Maitland McDonagh, who is a huge reviewer of Giallo. Like, she wrote books about Giallo, and she this is yeah the thing she says about this is like, whoa, okay. She ain't wrong, right? Okay. Is what makes people just wildly uncomfortable about this movie was put in by Fulci. Fulci apparently, and not to speak ill of the dead, but he had a sort of misogynistic view of women and didn't like women particularly, and
Clearly.
so this was a thing. Yeah, I mean, it's hard because Giallo is one of those things that I adore the artistry of it. I really love the fact that it's very artsy,
Very artful.
and you know, it's beautiful to look at. It's one of those things where, like, Blood and Black Lace, Torso, Deep Red, those are the movies that,
Deep
like,
red.
I can wrap myself up in a blanket and watch and just be mesmerized by the usage of color and the, you know, the sort of like whodunit, you know, and the, oh, let's get the Keystone Cops involved. You know, they follow a
Clearly, in this
very,
movie, we've got a
yes.
Keystone
Oh, Lord in heaven. They follow
Cop.
like a very specific thing, right? And this is one of those movies where there's not a whole lot of artistry to it. But one of the things that I've unpacked in the past couple of years since I got into Giallo is that Giallo movies have a tendency to be very misogynistic. And this is kind of part
Par for the
of
course.
the Giallo trope is just this sort of like women are disposable, women are gorgeous, women
They're
are meant to be
beautiful. They're
cut
meant to be naked and
Yeah.
sliced up on the regular. That's a jello.
So that's a thing I've had to, you know, unpack, and being a feminist, it is kind of difficult to watch some of those movies and you know, be like, huh. But one of the things I do love about the Giallo genre is that it is a genre that doesn't shy away from making females the killer, number one.
True.
And it also doesn't shy away from just ugly women, meaning like it doesn't shy away from making a woman just lose her shit, just fucking batshit crazy, you know, just out of out of the universe, just crazy, right? So I love that. I love that's a thing, and you don't really see that in American movies. Like, you've seen, like, you know,
Yeah.
obviously Jennifer's Body, things like that. Like, slashers
Misery.
have come a long way, haven't
Yeah,
they?
I think Bird with the Crystal Plumage was one of the first ones
Yes.
I saw that was
Oh,
a female murderer at the end. And you
so
had me
good.
fooled just right up to the end. I was like, wait,
Absolutely.
wait,
Yep,
she's
same.
the murderer? How
Yep.
about that?
Same with
Refreshing.
Blood and Black Lace. Like, just those types of things, just to me, it was like, that's kind of my draw to the genre is that, and the pretty colors. Like pretty
Pretty
colors.
colors.
So this movie is not any of those.
It's pretty blood, though. I mean, it's as red as it gets.
The blood is
It is
gorgeous. Yes.
red number five from Crayola,
Right. So
baby.
you mentioned the cops, right? So of course we're in the NYPD, right? We're in
Oh,
that,
goodness.
and the person who has been killed's landlady, Miss Weisberger, who kind of looks like Ruth Gordon in Rosemary's Baby if Ruth Gordon was run over by a semi. Like, seriously.
Wow.
And she's like, well, you know, I overheard a conversation between the model, as she calls her tenant, who she refers to as a model who does exotic poses. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Or no, I'm just kidding. And so she's so sh she says, you know, I overheard this conversation, and my hand to God, people, this is an actual plot point. I overheard this conversation, and the man on the other end of the line was r arranging to meet her, but he talked like a duck.
Like a duck. Like literally, you hear the voice later, it is Daffy Duck.
Yeah,
Oh no, Donald Duck, excuse me.
Donald Duck. Yeah, it
Donald
was
Duck.
it and he quacks. That's a
He
thing.
quacks in it. I think my favorite part about this scene is that the cop totally blows her off. He's like, yeah, whatever, toots, get out of here.
Yeah.
And
Oh,
she's like,
absolutely.
well, really, that's what I heard. He's like, whatever, I won't remember this when I need to remember it 5 minutes
Nope.
later.
Bye. I'm gonna go hang out with a gay professor.
Yeah.
But that's later. Okay, so we have this the scene where this beautiful girl is on a bicycle. She's bicycling through New York, and she gets on the ferry. And before she gets on the ferry, she like most bicyclists do, she nicks the side of someone's rabbit. Yeah.
But it's a rabbit, dude. Calm down.
Yeah. He is he oh yeah,
It's a
he
$25 car at best. Just
right.
shut up and buff it out. But
He's
he
just
turns at you. This is where it starts, because this guy rolls down the window, and I don't even want to use the words he uses. He calls her a dumb bitch, and that she needs to like get back in the kitchen
get back in
and make babies
the
and be seen, not heard. He just goes through this laundry list of the most horrible things you can say to anyone, let alone a woman. But specifically, she leaned in to say she was sorry, and he just, oh my God, the coin flipped at this point in time as I'm watching this movie for the very first time. I'm like, oh, it's that kind of movie. I mean, I was down for the disembodied hand. And now we're getting into some really, really mean. And this is mean. Mean to be mean. Not
Yeah.
horrible, but you're just, it's like if you have a sibling, when you're in the 13-year-old range and you're just mean to them because you're bigger than she is.
Oh yeah. No, this is it's a bully of a movie
But
for me.
yes,
You know?
yes.
Yeah. It's like, hey, fuck you, feminism. So so they get on the Staten Island ferry. She sees the car, right? And she's like, well, I am going to get inside his car because clearly he's on this ferry somewhere. I am going to get inside his car, and I'm going to write the word shit on his windshield with my lipstick.
With
You
my
know,
lipstick.
because all girls who are bicycling have a lipstick just tucked into their dolphin shorts.
Probably. Yep. Yeah. You need to freshen up every once in a while. You got to look pretty for
That
the boys.
it's like, oh, you could totally tell a man wrote this too. It's like, really? And she's drawing it, and she gets startled by a dude, and her reaction to this is interesting, because when you find out who the killer is and it's revealed, you know, who it is and what they look like, her reaction to him, and it's, yes, it's a guy, her reaction to him is kind of like, oh, like, well, hello, I'm
Yes.
just you know, drawing on this guy's windshield because he's a dick, and oh, but don't report me, and you know, tee hee hee, oh, don't look at my thighs, you know,
Yeah.
but very, very almost, you know,
She
coquettish, if you will.
had inviting eyes to a degree, and I don't like. You have to tell me specifically if you are interested, if I'm gonna enter a car with a stranger. But she definitely had, she was playing coy, it seemed.
So, and like I said, when it's revealed who it is, it's this idea, right? It's like, well, he's
Yeah.
hot,
Yeah, he is.
so
He's a good
you
looking
know what I'm
dude.
saying? Like, yeah, gets in the car and he's like, oh, what have you done here? Oh my, you know. Then it does turn into like a like another kind of Fulci movie, if you will. Because Fulci also did a movie called The Devil's Honey. You know,
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
he has done
Yeah.
his share of his share of smut, if you will. He has done his share of softcore. And so there are a lot of moments of this
Wait, this
movie.
doesn't count as softcore at all?
Oh yeah, this is woo. Yeah, this counts so European softcore. And I'm a big collector. I not clearly at the moment, but like I in my past lives have collected, all the Emmanuels and all the Joys and all the, you know what I mean? So
Emmanuels.
yeah, Emmanuel, Joy, Devil's Honey, Midnight Seduction, whatever. I've had a good collection over the years, and they have a very specific way that they look. They have a European softcore has a very, very,
Okay.
very distinct look to it. So, very D'Amato, like it got D'Amato real fucking quick. So she's, oh, and then he starts quacking at her and pulls out a switchblade.
It's at this point I was completely confused. Like, what? I. All right, you're making me laugh uncontrollably, but you're murdering this woman in the most brutal fashion possible. You've already been super mean to this poor gal, and I had a disembodied hand recently. I all of a sudden, this and the kitchen sink were just stirring up this cauldron of what the fuck? What's
Yeah.
going on here? I
It's
loved it.
New York really is just a backdrop, because for
Yeah,
this
right.
for basically just a European slasher smut movie, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
So then the cops are talking, and we find out that the killer is a lefty,
Right.
because Not Fulci plays the coroner or coroner slash doctor, because he
The
gets called
yes.
away.
Yeah, I was
And
shocked that he wasn't eating a sandwich
yeah,
because
I.
he's got a Walkman on
Yeah.
and he's so very passive. Like, oh yeah, I'm a coroner. Look how cool I am.
And the
I
funny
sw should have
thing
had a
was,
Subway
like, he had like a
sandwich with
Subway
him.
just dripping like oil onto the
Yes.
body that's been, sewed
Piece of
up.
lettuce falls onto
Yeah.
her boob or something.
Like,
Yeah.
oh no,
Oops.
there's a
I'll get
tomato
that.
on her vagina. What happened? Oh, we gotta clean that up in post. Okay, so I when I first saw him, I went, "Is that Fulci?" I'm like, "'Cause Fulci's kind of fat and bald and weird and all that." And then the chief of police shows up, and my boyfriend's like, "No, that's Fulci." And
That's
I was like,
Fulci,
"Okay,
right?
'cause they fucking look alike."
They do put glasses on this guy and give him white hair instead of brown.
Same motherfucker.
Same guy.
And then Fulci is like dubbed. Now, important to point out, if anyone who is planning on watching this movie, the dubbing in this movie is
It's
bananas.
bad. It's
So
bad.
Fulci's dubbed by like Frank Rizzo. Like if Frank Rizzo and a little
Rizzo the
bit of
rat, yeah.
and a little bit of James Coco. Just a skosh of Coco. And so there so his dubbing is wild. And he tells him, he's like, "Yeah, don't go around telling people we got a killer on the loose. Like, that's crazy." And then disappears.
Never to be
Never
seen
see
again.
Fulci again.
That's
Fulci.
one of those things about giallos, like the two things we just touched on, the really bad dubbing. It's always bad. It's like a half a second off of everybody.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
they're clearly speaking English, but if you've ever seen a number any giallos, they're always dubbed. It's just the way the Italians did it. They always did the voiceovers in post. But the amount of characters that walk in and out of this movie seemingly randomly, like the lady at the beginning saying like, hey, here's some exposition, and that's all it is. It's just an exposition dump. Here we
Yeah.
need a character to get the story moving, and this has it in spades. We go through so many characters in this. I didn't catch anybody's name
Oh
except
no.
Peter at the
No.
end, because well, that's my name, so of
Yeah,
course I remember
no.
that.
No, here's some names I got. I got
Oh, okay.
Peter. I had to ask my boyfriend what Peter's girlfriend's name was, and he was like, "Faye." And I was like, "Okay,
Okay.
or dime store Amy Smart, Faye, Peter, and take care. That's it. That's all
That's about it.
I
Okay.
got. Doctor, doctor.
I do remember Faye because the lieutenant
Yeah.
or the cop, the Keystone
Yeah, exactly.
would say her name every once in a while. That's
So
right.
then the cops decide, the cop rather, Lute, he decides,
Cop.
he decides he's going to go to the local university, sure, and meet up with a professor who really looks like a yacht rock singer. Like, 100% looks like old school Michael McDonald and old school Stephen Bishop had a love child, and they taught him how to teach, because that's it.
Psychology. Yeah, I got nothing on that, boy. You nailed it.
And fun fact, he charges by the hour.
Oh.
Right? Because he's like, I charge for this genius by the hour. And it's like, what? Okay. So there a lot of what I love about there's another Jell-O trope that I absolutely adore is this sort of amateur detective work that goes on, where there's characters that just get thrown in. Pieces is a you mentioned Pieces at one point. Pieces is absolutely a good example of this, where they just decide to like make this college student Kendall, the big swinging dick on fucking campus, an amateur police officer. Like, they're like, you're gonna help us with this case, and I'm like, it. Is there any sort of exposition, right? We're talking about the exposition fairy. Is there any kind of exposition which says, like, he teaches classes on criminal justice, or he's a criminal justice major, let's get him involved, or he knew all these women, right? But no, just a, oh, what? You're fun. You're off the street. Let's employ you.
Well,
Sure.
I do remember the lieutenant in the police station saying, "I'm going to go visit the college and get a psychology professor to help
Okay, so
us,
it's a psych. So
maybe
he's a psych
help
guy.
us
So
with."
they
Yeah,
got it. Thank you.
that's yeah, yeah. That's where that's that connection. At least I got that much at the very least. I mean, you're driving this ship, but boy, yeah, that one I do remember. And he's just the most pompous. Oh, he's like what you imagine college professor in the 70s would be like I'm smarter than everybody, and he's playing chess with himself. What a life I'm living.
Yeah, exactly. No women anywhere, BT
No,
dubs,
no.
which we'll find out about later on. And then things get a little sleazy.
They sure do. They sure do. We get 42nd Street, I think.
I was thinking of, like, is it Times Square? Because
No, this is a
I'm
little off the beaten
something
path.
kind of,
Even for this time in in New York's history, this was definitely a red light district off the beaten path
Oh my God.
of Times Square.
Yeah.
But
So
this is what New York City was like back then. It
this
was
is true.
disgusting.
Yeah, very
Oh, it was bad.
it's very much like what basket how Basket Case portrays. So a dude missing two fingers on one hand wanders into a live sex show.
It sure does. That's how you do it. That now, so outside the theater, there's a guy handing out flyers. And I am in, I don't know if I actually experienced this in Tijuana
No. Oh
in
my God.
1993. I'm
Okay.
in San Diego, and the people I was with, we drove to Tijuana. And we just wanted to see it because it was very easy to get in and out of the United States at that time. We went down to Tijuana. None of us were of age. You could drink at 18 down there. So we get and we were t everyone told us, make sure you drink the liquor without ice.
Right,
No
yes.
ice. No ice. And so I think we just drank bottled beer. And just walking down the street, we went into a cigar shop and bought Cuban cigars because that's what dumb 20-year-old boys do. And we're walking to the next bar, and there's this guy standing out this, like you could see that you would walk down into wherever you were going, and he's like, "Hey guys, come here. You want to see the women? Come see the women. Come see our women. They're beautiful women." Hand to God, this is what he's telling us. And a couple of us kind of went, maybe. And this guy, not saying that at the time I was a big feminist, but this guy was grossed out. Like,
Of
ah,
course.
No, this has nothing to do with anything except I do not want to see your wife and or daughter in a donkey show. No, thank you very much. So there were enough of us that said no, thank you, and we walked on to the next bar. And see, wait, that was it. That was my experience with I don't know, a crowd barker is what these guys are called, something like that.
No, the fly, the crowd barker guys. And it's so strange, 'cause like my only even slight experience with a live sex show was I went to a swingers party when I was, I don't know, 20, 24, 25, something like that. And it was one of those things where, and I'm not sure what the rules are for swingers parties these days, but back in the day, a single guy could not go to a swingers party unless he had a female with him. I was single. This other creepy dude was single, and he was like, "Hey, want to come be my date so we can get into the swingers club?" And I was like, "Sure, why not?" And the anticipation of going to a swingers club is far more interesting and sexually charged than actually going to a swingers club.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because you
The
walk
idea
in
of a
and
threesome sounds great, and then when you get there,
nope,
no.
big gold bucket of nope. You just go in there and you're like, oh, wow, I don't know where to look because people are kind of naked, kind of not. There's porn everywhere,
Oh my
like
God.
on all these like TV screens. It's very dark, so you can't really see much. And then we wandered into the back room
Oh no.
where there was a woman performing with I don't know how many dudes, and I was just like, yeah, I'm good. I am a sex positive feminist. I am a
Yes.
pornography historian. I all that, you know. But yeah, I was when it came to seeing a live sex show, I was like, I'm all right. I think it's time to take me home. We should stop at Taco Bell on the way home because I'm hungry and I'm not eating anything here.
No. Oh, touching. Did you bring Purell?
Right.
Probably
Oh
not.
God. Yeah, right. So the fact that these existed is so wild to me because it's just and it was just a thing like off the street. Just like, hey, okay, all right, live sex show. Like lots of the classic adult film stars, like the Sharon Mitchells, the Marilyn Chambers, probably Vanessa Del Rio, I'd have to look it up, but back in the day, performed at places like the O'Farrell Theater and places in San Francisco where there were live sex shows. And that's what they did. That's what they did. They performed all day, faking orgasms all
Oh my
day.
God.
And just that's it. Oh, my shift's over. You know,
I
time
gotta
to
go
call it.
rehydrate.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a girl in a hat with a tape recorder,
A
and
very well-dressed
a
woman.
very
I wouldn't even say a
well-dressed
girl. This is a woman.
manicured nails, you know.
And a beautiful Kentucky Derby hat,
And
and
it's a very sparsely populated live sex show.
everyone's sitting like four seats apart from
Nine seats apart, right?
everyone's got their privacy.
Like, don't
Eyes
come anywhere near
straight
me.
ahead, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Very much so. And she's masturbating because it's part of the cover charge. And she's, you know, she so that's what she's doing. She's masturbating, she's tape recording the couple on stage who are having sex. Now, I understand that you may think that me and Pete are going real hard on this particular scene, LOL.
I
But I
get it.
assure you, it's going to lead to our next murder. So,
Yes.
girl gets up from live sex show on stage, and she's like,
To a
"Yeah, you know,
standing ovation.
time to take five, my fuck toys." She gets up, goes backstage, and I don't know. Joe D'Amato has removed all the light bulbs. Like it literally looks like something's going on backstage. There's no light bulbs. She's stepping on glass. I'm like, wow, this is not a very clean establishment.
No.
And
No. This is not a sanitary workplace.
and
You need to
then
put towels down on every chair you sit on.
I would think so, right? I would just think if you were going to employ people to fuck for a live studio audience, that you would put some kind of care into it, maybe some
No,
rubber
no.
sheets. I don't know, you know?
These owners are making a quick buck.
Yeah,
They don't give a damn about the
they
performer.
don't care. So she, this is probably, it's hard to pick a least favorite death scene in this movie
This
because
is
there are a
up there.
lot,
Yeah. Yeah,
but
this is way up there.
this poor girl who I don't even believe has a name, she gets her lady parts stabbed with a bottle, and that is
Broken bottle,
a
and
broken
it's
bottle.
screwed. He screws
Oh,
it in there, and you see
yeah.
this camera angle from her vagina's point of view, sort
Oh,
of,
Lord.
where you
Yeah.
see the broken end of the bottle being turned. And oh boy, that was rough. Like,
Yeah.
you.
There were moments in this movie where there was a lot of like where I was like, I don't know if I want to go there. You know, like
Yeah.
I don't know if I can finish this kind of thing. But you know, Everest, climb it, say you did it, don't do it again.
Right. I survived.
That's
I got the
it. Yeah,
t-shirt.
it's one of those movies. And the lieutenant gets a quack call. Hey. He gets an action he gets a call from the quacker,
From Quack the
and
Ripper, by the way.
Quack the Ripper. Oh, you win the internet today, my friend. Thank you, Pete, for that. Amazing.
That's my gift to you.
It
Happy
is. It's
holidays.
really good too. I love it. So he's got this call, and it's funny because he's sitting in bed with like a girl who's like just topless in bed, you
It's a
know?
prostitute.
And yeah, well, oh, Kitty. Kitty the prostitute.
Oh, that is her name, right?
Yeah, Kitty. And I it's just it's funny though because I'm like, do I if I just sit up in bed topless? Like who, you know, gotta have something on or whatever, but she's just out there. She's just, you know, out there for the world to see.
Some people like to sleep in a buff.
I know, that's a thing. I know.
And she was buff.
I think when you're early on in a relationship, you kind of like you lean towards that, right? You're like, I
Yeah.
sleep naked, you know, and then you get into a relationship and then all of a sudden it's
I
like,
gotta put on shorts.
jammies. I gotta put my jammies
We got
on.
jammies on.
It's too hot, it's too cold, get away from me. So
Yeah, that's on par, you bet.
if the temperature isn't Goldilocks and the Three Bears just
Yeah.
right, shit's not going down. So we cut to, you know, the lovely rich woman's house, and that would be the one who was masturbating in the theater. Keep up, folks. And her husband, we are to assume, is listening
Yeah.
to the recording of
Of
these
the
people
sex
fucking.
act. Yeah.
Yeah, the sex act. And
He is enjoying it.
getting excited, getting super excited, and she comes in and she's like, "Yeah, you know, I'm going out for the day." And you know, she's like, "Hey, do you want to have lunch?" And he's like, "No, I got a bunch of patients because he's a doctor." And yeah, that's, I mean, they just have this exchange, you know, where he takes the tape out and puts it into
Drawer
a
full
drawer
of
full of
tapes.
little
And these are these
tapes.
micro tapes
Yeah.
that like speech tapes or like what you would take to class back in the 90s. So you get just
Exactly.
not dating myself here at all.
Nope, not at all. I am not
But
in my 40s.
he
Yep.
pretty much tells her, "Hey, don't come back. I'm busy."
Right. I'm
Quote, and then you
I'm
see this drawer full of tapes. So he's just
That's what he
going to be
does.
busy pulling it all night long or
I
something.
guess, man, some people who knows. So the professor is giving us some exposition on what he thinks the killer is. He
So the
said,
guy lives in New York. He's lefty and he's probably a white man.
"Yeah,
That's who he is. That narrows it down. Thanks, dude. I'm glad I'm paying you this money to
exactly. He
profile this killer.
has total self-control. He wants
Oh,
to
yeah, there you
provoke you, and he's neurotic and egotistical, which just described literally every serial killer that we've ever seen a doc on.
go. You couldn't get any more vanilla for a profile for a serial killing profile.
Nope, not at all.
I think he's got two legs and two arms,
Yeah, it's a
probably two eyeballs, maybe has hair. I don't know.
he's between 5 foot 1 and 6 foot 1.
Yes. It's between 18 and 42.
And then we have a scene that I glossed over in my notes. I literally just because it's so
Is
gross.
This is the scene in the bar with
Yeah, I
the
literally wrote
Hispanics.
weird Spanish dudes play footsie and then just left it
What?
at
This is nothing but disgusting filler.
that.
It's
Yes, thank you. Okay.
that's all it
So
that's all it is. This it's it has nothing to do with anything.
right. So while we were talking, about the whole I was just saying that, like, the European smut, right? This is a European smut thing.
Is it the feet
100%.
thing?
Yeah, there's a
Oh.
movie, so I don't necessarily know about the feet thing, but there's this weird trope in European smut, like in Joy and some of the Emmanuel movies, depending on which Emmanuel you're watching, but
Yeah.
where
Laura Jones is the
Emmanuel,
only Emmanuel for me.
yeah, there you go. So there's a weird, like, Emmanuel, Joy, like, Joy was the blonde version of Emmanuel, by the way.
Okay.
Joy and Joy Chapter Two, Joy and Joanne.
Oh my.
Yeah, big fan.
I'm clearly behind.
Yeah, no, great
I
fucking
need to
movie.
catch up.
Where they encounter people that they're sort of vaguely repulsed by, but also sexually aroused by at the same time, and it's confusing
Oh.
for the it's con
Okay.
it is it's confusing for the watcher,
Yeah.
because you're like, am I supposed to like this, or am I not supposed to like this? Is
It's
she
kind of hot if it was
enjoying it?
consenting, but it's
But is
sort of
it?
consenting.
Yeah.
They're forcing themselves
So there's a
on
lot of that
her,
kind of shit in European
and
smut.
she's like, and it's this is a gross thing from boy, like your lips say no, but your body says yes,
Yes.
sort of
Thanks,
thing.
date
That's
rapist.
what's right. That's what's going on here. Like she sees one of these fellows with this enormous Schweinsteiger. I had been two bananas in that pair of pants that
Yeah,
he
come on
had.
now, right?
And
Sure.
they proceed to seduce her under the table with one of the guy's feet in the middle of this bar in the middle of the day. And the more they force her to sit there, the more she starts enjoying it. And then at the last minute, when she finally says, "Yes, I like this," they pull the table away, show everybody in the
Or,
bar what's going on,
yeah, they're just,
just to humiliate this woman. What? I have no words for what just happened. She rightfully is embarrassed, gets up and runs to her Porsche or something like that. I think she was driving a fancy car.
which is, it's interesting that you bring this up, because I was today years old when I realized that this also plays into the misogyny part of it, because it's as though this woman can't enjoy sexual pleasure, or can't enjoy being, being having any kind of, like, sexual kinks, if you will, without being humiliated,
Humiliated.
murdered, made to feel less than, as the cops will. We're going to go into that in a second, but yeah, just this, like, oh no, women, and you're there for my pleasure, and if you start to enjoy it, well, fuck you.
Yeah, later on she gets tied up, and that's part of this humiliation thing. But not that there's anything wrong with getting tied up, but
Don't you
that
50 Shades shame me. No, I'm just kidding. Horrible fucking book. Oh my
Oh,
God, I can't.
my wife has the most hilarious 50 Shades. Like she read the
Ugh.
book and she went, if this guy lived in a trailer
Yep.
and made $30,000 a year,
Yep.
he would be a serial rapist.
He would be a
But
serial
it's
rapist, a stalker.
okay because
Im
this guy is
yep.
rich as balls, right?
Narcissistic, emotionally distant, gaslighting, stalking, all of those things are part of the 50 Shades universe, if you will. And no, and women are just like, oh my God, it's so hot. And it's like, no.
So that's why Jody got the book. She wanted to read that just for fun. And she's like, "This is disgusting. You women are crazy."
No, totally. Not a fan. So we cut to a very pretty ice blonde on the subway who looks
Yeah,
like, seriously, looks like Amy
introducing
Smart.
new character halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
Ta-da!
Hi,
And the
Faye. How are you?
right. Dude, and this is an incredibly confusing
Oh, God.
scene. I had to watch it a couple of times just to kind of piece it together, and I think I read the Wikipedia page to go, oh, okay. So this, like, she passed out. Walk us through this. Walk us
Oh
through
yeah. Okay. So, I'll
it.
try. So Faye, ice blonde, looks like Amy
Yeah.
Smart.
She's
She
on
is on the subway, on the New
the
York
subway.
subway, right? And she sees a dude missing two fingers over in the corner, creeping on her, just kind of and just sort of menacing her, you know. She falls asleep, she wakes up, she's like, oh, this is super weird. She gets off of the subway and this dude just pursues her
Yeah, he's been
through,
menacing her for a while, for a
yeah,
couple of stops.
through the subway into the hood.
Yeah, I wrote down, like, hey, if someone's chasing you, how about this? Don't walk down a dark alley.
Yeah, it
Because
gets, I know,
he
like,
gets off the
ooh.
subway and immediately turns down a dark alley, it looks like, instead of running to the nearest McDonald's or something
Oh yeah, no,
or
there,
anything.
it's very dark. There's nothing there. And see, kind of why I love Argento, who's not Fulci, is because Argento has a lot of these scenes where women are walking down a dark
Oh, sure.
alleyway, right? But they are lit in such a way that it makes it like watching art, right? It's artistic. There's a suspense to it. Fulci was quoted as saying that this was his. Sorry, I can't. It's hard to do this with a straight face. Fulci was quoted as saying that this is his Hitchcock movie. This is his tribute to Hitchcock.
Oh,
And I was
my.
like, yeah, if Hitchcock went to a sleazy theater and jerked off on it, maybe.
And Hitchcock would explain
No.
things like he would throw
Oh,
random
God.
curveballs
No, Hitchcock was an odd duck on his
at you.
in
Oh yeah,
his own right.
he was also a misogynistic
That's
bastard.
a whole other episode, really. But he had his limits. So yeah, for Fulci, I think that the only thing Fulci did in this movie that was Hitchcockian, if you will, was he showed up in his own movie. That's it. He had a cameo. He's like, I'm the police chief now. Her. So,
Where it starts and ends in the similarities to Hitchcock is
so this, yeah,
cameo.
exactly. So this weird, missing two fingers dude is menacing her, and he kind of looks like, okay, so he kind of looks like A. Martinez from Santa Barbara, but like a Greek version of A. Martinez, and he,
Interesting. I was going Erica Estrada.
so. She so Faye gets stabbed but does not die. She gets stabbed in the
Yes.
leg.
Yeah, it's gnarly too.
Whew.
It's a good, it looks very real. It looks like they got a piece of meat and put some sort of fake skin over it, because when they cut into it, it's like if you've ever cut your everyone has cut their hand on a knife or something, and it just when it splits like that, it just opens up like a flower. And oh, it was gnarly.
Oh, it's
It's
rough,
really
man.
the gore in this is very good. I mean,
Yeah, so exactly.
difficult
If
to watch at times,
right.
but wow, is it very good.
Come for the gore, stay for the vagina. Yeah. So there's a lot of it's also it's funny 'cause there's a scene later on where weird, missing two fingers guy ties her up to the bed and like and once again, this is like a aversion to women's pleasure. When he puts his hand over her vagina and she's like, ooh, and he's like, no, like, he just pulls
I'm in
it away.
control. You can't have pleasure until I have
Like it
pleasure.
was made of lava. Like, oh God, gross.
The vagina is lava. I do not
Right.
want to play that game.
Like the professor will tell us later on. So red herring, Greek guy,
Yes.
and disco and super
He's kind of
slut.
sort of a red herring. He's not, he's like red
Well,
herring
so
adjacent or
it's
something.
confusing because,
Y
right,
yes.
okay,
Yes, it
so let's
is.
talk about let's that's great. That's a great point. Let's talk about this because where this plot goes as far as the connection between red herring Greek guy And the actual killer is huh? I mean, because the cops have a theory and the professor has a theory and Wikipedia has another theory, BT says. So
Oh, I think I know where you're going there. Yeah, okay.
I'll be honest with you, I don't fucking know. I have a theory, but we're not there yet, and
Hold
one of the
on, we're not
cops.
done with the subway scene either.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she gets cut
Sorry.
in the thigh. It's a really gnarly cut.
Yes.
And then we cut to this red light district theater again, where they're it was a movie. It wasn't a live show. It was a movie, I think.
Right.
And then one of the best jump scares, it got me good. So she's sitting there looking afraid, looking around like where is he? But we never actually saw her go into the theater and sit down.
Yeah, that's
So
true.
it was a hard cut from the knife cutting open her thigh. So she's and her sitting in this theater. The theater's basked in red light. It looks like a dark room. And there's a movie playing on the screen. And you get this view from her as she's looking down into her lap, and these two arms spring up from underneath the theater seat,
Spooky.
shit in my pants.
Yep.
Like, I'm not saying I was scared, but it got me.
Good jump scare, though.
I
Yeah.
never want that to ever happen to me, because I will poop all over anybody who's underneath that chair. Wow. It was great. And then this guy pops up, very handsome man. Timo Bruce Campbell.
I'll go with that. Yeah.
He slits her throat. And does he slice her up a couple of, it was definitely a throat slash.
Yeah, definitely a throat slash.
And then poof, she wakes up in the hospital bed.
Right. She wakes
Like
up in the
hard cut.
hospital bed. Yeah, hard cut. She wakes up in the hospital bed and her boyfriend, we are to assume, enters the hospital room, and it is Andrea Capponti, who was our protagonist in Blade in the Dark. So
Oh,
that's where I
okay.
had seen him before. He also kind
He's
of
a
looks like Topher Grace. He's got a
I
little
was going Bruce Campbell, but Topher
Yeah.
Grace, sure. I he's
Little.
he is a handsome man for
Yeah,
sure.
he's very handsome and apparently has owned a production company since like 1987. He's been working steadily since the 80s. Like
Great. Good
he's
for him.
crazy. So he comes in, she's like, "Oh my God, I had this horrible dream, clearly not about my leg, but I had this horrible dream that you tried to kill me." And he's like, "That's wacky."
What part was so? I think the leg slash was real.
Yes, the leg slash was real. So she was menaced by somebody, and she has kind of gotten it mixed up because she thinks it's the guy with missing the two fingers. But it was somebody else. And somehow in the dream, she's mixed it up that she thinks that it was her
Her
handsome
boyfriend.
boyfriend. Right. So she's, that's pretty much it on that scene.
Triple side plot. She's some
Ah.
sort of an athlete.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's a
Olympian, I
gymnast.
think.
Nope. She's an Olympic athlete of some kind. And take care.
There you
Yeah,
go.
that's all we know. Yeah. So, meanwhile, at the sleaziest motel ever,
Oh, God, yeah.
dude with missing two fingers and our rich sex whatever sex toy decides that they're gonna go
With her open relationship to her
yeah
doctor husband. Yeah.
listen to disco music, and she's
You
going
don't.
to allow herself to be tied up because
Nope.
she's into that. So okay, but see, this is why, because Wikipedia says one thing and the movie says another. So in the scene, he ties her up to the bed and basically sexually tortures her, if you will. But not in a bad way. And they're having a good old time.
I'm pretty
And
sure it was consensual
yeah, oh, very
whatever they were doing.
consensual.
But
Absolutely.
was
She's
she bruised there at the end?
I
Or
don't
no,
know.
that was the other gal. That's the other gal later on.
Yeah, that I think that's the
Okay, never
other.
mind.
Yeah. So
It's the
she's, tied to the bed, he's teasing her, he's turning up the disco music. Big Phil Burrows, disco night. I'm guessing Italy slash New York's version of the Quiet Storm. Joe Mama Johnson. Shout out. I hope that guy's still alive. Anyway, so a lot of baby making of that show. So he turns up the radio louder or whatever, but there is a moment where she is tied to the bed where he gets on the phone and he says, "Yes, she's ready for you. She's all tied up, something, something, dirty slut." So he eventually passes out. She's still tied to the bed. And the disc jockey comes on and he's like, "Well, there's a guy on the loose," and here calling him the New York Ripper. He's missing two fingers on his whatever hand. I don't remember the hand. Left, right.
I don't
And
remember.
"Please leave the ladies alone," which I
Ladies
love.
alone,
I love that.
leave them all for me.
Leave them alone. And she looks down at the guy she just fucked and she goes, "Oh God,
Oh shit, there he is. He's right here.
So it turns very looking for Mr. Goodbar, like just this idea of like, oh God, like my consensual, sexually charged behavior has now come to bite me in the ass,
Yes,
right?
I am now in danger for my life.
Exactly. So she figures out a way to get herself
Yeah,
untied.
she like gnaws, she like gnaws at her
She
bindings, and
gnaws at her binding.
now she's moving around a lot. Aaron, I don't know about you, but I'm a light sleeper, and the
That
minute she
guy is just
farts, if
out.
she would fart, I would wake up, and
That guy
this
was
guy is
out.
out.
He is
Like,
out. He
you could have.
maybe. Now, later on, we see in his apartment that he's got several syringes. So perhaps he shot up. I don't know. But he is
Possibly, yeah.
out like a light. And she's trying to get loose. She
She
finally
wiggles her way
gets,
free.
she wiggles free. She puts on her trench coat. And this scene reminds me a lot of Dress to Kill, a very sleazy version of Dress to Kill, where she's walking down the hallway. She's kind of notices she knows there's somebody probably following
Yeah,
her.
it's
She's got to
tense.
get
It's a
out.
really tense
It's a
scene.
very tense scene. And then she fucking gets stabbed to death. Like,
Yeah,
I mean, there's,
she
yeah.
walks down the hallway. She can't get out the exit for whatever reason, because it's New York City in 1980,
Right.
and
Red door bad. Yeah.
the emergency exit doesn't work
Right.
because no one's kept it up.
Of
So
course
she
not.
turns around. She's got a cross. I love this scene. This hallway scene is very good.
Yes.
She goes across the doorway, and of course, she doesn't close the door all the way, and it kind of swings open. She peeks around the corner. He's still asleep. Like, you're right, Aaron, probably drug induced. You're
Yeah.
absolutely right, because he is out. And so she tiptoes past the door, turns around, and there's the killer. And he stabs her in the what they call it, the joy trail.
That's good.
That's what the coroner called
Corner,
it.
send her the
And
joy trail.
bisects her from crotch to chest, but she had the recorder play or recording the entire time, because that's what makes her husband happy. She They have an open relationship. She goes and records people having sex. Sometimes it's her, sometimes it's not, and that's what gets him off. And that's their dynamic, I guess.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
that's what fingers are, a two-fingered man.
Yeah, right. Oh,
Yeah.
well played, sir.
I
Well
got that.
played.
I had to squeeze that one in.
The scene that kind of ticked me off. I mean, jeez, like let's
What?
make a
Which one?
list. Yeah, right? Let's make a list.
Narrow it
But
down, please.
where the lieutenant goes to talk to her husband,
Yes.
and he implies that she was, it's just like a fuck around and find out. He implies, it's like, "Well, you don't really know your wife very well." And I love his response to this. He's like, "No, I know my wife
I know
just
exactly what she's
fine.
doing.
I know exactly what she's doing. She is an amazing woman. There will never be another. We, basically, in no in certain terms, just telling him, like, we had an arrangement. These are the things we like to do. We have an open marriage. I know everything that she does. And you know, and also in a lot of ways, granted, like, it's a Fulci movie, so this won't ever happen, but in a lot of ways he's kind of going, like, how dare you? Like, how dare you slut shame her, and how dare you kink shame her
I'm
or
mourning
us?
my wife here, and you are kink shaming, or you're slut shaming. That's a better way to put it. Yeah,
Absolutely.
get out of my house. But then doesn't the cop say something like, "Well, it's a good thing your wife was a whore, because we got taped evidence now, and now we can find out who the two-fingered
Right. It's
killer
like,
is."
well, it turns out her kink came in handy.
That's it. That's it.
That's actually not even what he says, but that was
That's
the gist of
that's
it,
kind of what he
right?
says.
Right. The gist of it. And he's like, 'cause now we've got him on tape, LOL. So the cops the cops go to the this poor bastard. They go to the man who she slept with. They go to his apartment, and oh my God.
This is your swingers party,
This is
right?
ridiculous. So, I mean, there is so much an ass load of pornography, if you
It,
will,
at all
just
types, men and
everywhere.
women,
Men,
everywhere.
women. There's actually a poster, like a blown up photo on the wall of dude missing two fingers and a woman. Like
Real?
him
Oh, I missed
naked.
that.
Oh yeah. So
It's
it's
him
like,
and a
was he
woman, huh?
in porn? Like, I don't know. So there's porn everywhere. There is a pipe that looks like a dildo, because I was confused.
It's a wooden tobacco pipe,
Yes, it
and it's
is.
definitely a dick and balls.
Yeah, it's totally a dick.
There's
That's exactly
no question.
100% what Sling
And you
says. Is a no, that's a dick and balls. No.
pull the smoke out of the tip of the dick, and the balls of the bowl.
So, I mean, between all the pornography, the pipe, and then under his pillow, which is where I would hide my drugs, is just a series of syringes, you know, little very thin syringes. So my first thought was, I was like, it could be heroin or it could be steroids. You know, it could kind of go either way. So, I mean, the apartment basically screams, like, I'm a scumbag, right? Like, I'm a scumbag.
I should be in
Clearly,
jail for some
I
reason.
murdered everybody at this point, right? Just to figure. And then, like, so then there's this woman there who's crying, and you are not sure if it is his landlady or his girlfriend. But
Yeah, that's a good
yeah,
question.
because she's like, you know, he hasn't paid me rent in months, and then she's like, get out of my apartment, you know.
Are you the super, or are
Right.
you
Are you the super or the
the
girlfriend or
live-in? Yeah,
both?
or the roommate, or
Or both, right?
right? If she's the roommate, though, is this approved? I
Yeah.
mean,
No.
maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
Good for you.
I'm afraid of having a dog here. You know what I mean? Like, I cannot even imagine just this, like, you know, porn fest, you know, and just, so Peter, that would be Andre Ocupanti,
Yes.
brings Faye home to his awesome, I don't know what it's like, it looks like an awesome country home, which is
Yeah.
because all of the so all the interiors of this movie are shot in Italy, and all the exteriors are shot in New York. So it's somewhere in upstate New York, I'm assuming.
Okay.
And brings her home to convalesce, I guess.
To heal, you heal better at home than you do at the hospital. And it
Right.
was, while it was a bad cut, it's something that can totally be taken care of at home. Just redress it and take your antibiotics. The house is huge. It's
Yes.
enormous. And he's, what is he, a physicist or a chemist or
Yes.
something like that?
He is a physicist, and
Okay.
she has a IQ of 182.
You're right.
So they're both very smart people.
Very smart.
And
Not that she ever demonstrates her intelligence in
no.
this movie. She's just, oh, you're very smart. This is very feminist of us. Let's give you a high IQ.
Right,
and
no.
never use it at all
Not
in the movie.
really. And then he
Yeah.
makes a comment about it too. So
Yeah,
like, so yes.
you're real dumb for
He's like,
shacking up with me.
you're dummy. He goes, for someone with 182 IQ, you're really a dummy, which she's basically just saying, like, you know I'm the killer. And
Pretty much.
yeah, you know. So the professor, I so this scene,
It
okay.
makes no sense. It's
Which
another one of those time wasters.
Is funny because the professor's walking down the street, basically, and he stops at a newsstand that is just
It's porn stand.
that is
Yeah.
just rife with gay pornography.
Yeah.
Like
Oh,
it,
yeah.
you, I see a copy of Honcho, which I'm familiar with. I see a copy
Oh.
of Blue Boy, and then I see a copy of Drummer.
Drummer?
Drummer, that's the other one. There's three of them. I have to ask my gay porn aficionado PJ
Yeah.
when I get a a second, but because I Honcho total heard of Blue Boy,
Okay.
but Drummer, I was like, Drummer, okay. So Professor
Yeah.
buys a copy of Blue Boy, and I love the fact that the newsstand guy is like, I'm going to put this inside a copy of the New York Times so no
Yeah,
one
you
knows that
picked
you
a
are
good.
indeed a
This
gay
guy's got a
porn
huge schlong here. Like, and he
aficionado. Here you
holds it up in a
go.
New York
Yeah.
Times.
Followed up in New York Times. And then
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
what's great about that is that that makes an appearance later when he goes to visit Faye and Peter at their country home. He has it sticking out of his jacket. So he has taken this
This
secret
prop, yeah.
porn and just and folded it and put it in his jacket. I love it. I love it. 'Cause I was like, is that the fucking porno magazine he had?
Yeah,
Yes, it
it sure
is.
was.
Yes, it is.
Wasn't there a couple that came up right behind him, and it was just a regular
Regular couple,
couple.
right?
They're like, "Oh, look!" And they grab a magazine, start thumbing through it. It was very funny. That was one of those jokes that they just kind of threw in there, and it made me giggle.
Things to do in New York.
Right, visit a porn stall.
While you're here, yeah, exactly. While you're in the lovely state of New York, yeah.
Yeah, check out 42nd
Here's
Street.
some things that you can check out. Live sex show and a copy of Blue Boy. Okay. So, the professor does indeed visit the house and he says, you know, are you sure that the guy that attacked you was missing two fingers? Because it kind of seems like you might be a little confused and blah blah blah. And she's like, no, blah, blah. So
Yeah, something wasn't adding up for the professor, and he doesn't clarify it at all.
yeah, no, yeah,
Like,
exactly. So, and then he leaves. It's just a very filler scene. He says it and leaves. That's it. And then the phys so, you know, then the physicist, the Peter, you know, says, you know, I gotta go do some shit or whatever. And
He
he
leaves. He
leaves
fucks off
her.
somewhere.
Yeah, he goes off somewhere. He leaves her alone in the house. And then it's so funny because her mood goes from like happy to Requiem for a Dream real fucking quick. Like she, the music stops and then she kind of narrows her eyes and she's like, I'm going up to the top room. So she's you know walking up to this room where we see this bedroom clearly decorated for a little girl.
Right.
And
And welcome our final character of the movie, three
Susie.
quarters of the way of the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe 9/16ths of the way through the movie. I don't know, but this is a late
Oh
addition
God.
that blew my mind. Like, excuse me, what
Yeah.
are you, what are you doing? Why
Nope.
are you introducing?
Nope.
Oh my goodness gracious.
It was
So
weird.
yeah,
So
Peter's got a daughter. Is that
Peter's got
right?
a yeah, Peter's got a daughter named
Yeah.
Susie, and Miss Faye is walking around her room, which has toys in it, and she opens up a drawer, very Dressed to Kill, right? She opens up a drawer and finds out, oh, this wonderful piece of information, you know. And she opens up the drawer and sees that there's Memorial Hospital and that there's some information about that.
I
So she's
thought for one second when I first saw this movie that it was his, like he had been institutionalized. Like I thought it, and you don't see the paper. You see
No,
something
all you see
Memorial
is Memorial
Hospital.
Hospital. That's it.
Yeah, and you're like, so was he committed for a while?
Right.
And
That would have
that's
been.
where I was going. And
See?
then she does she read it, and it kind of explains what's going on, because it
I
was,
mean,
again,
yeah.
very confusing.
Nope. She looks at it. She looks around. She sees the children's toys. She's
Yeah.
like, huh. But so interestingly enough, there's another sort of non sequitur piece of information that gets glossed over at the hospital when she has her leg stabbed, is he says, "Why would you have a dream that I was trying to kill you?" And she says, "Because of the thing I said about Susie." And I'm like, "What thing did she say about Susie?" And it's a throwaway line, right? It's a total throwaway line.
Oh, that has to be a mistake.
And he's like, "Don't be silly, but and that's it. That's literally all it says. So later on, you're like, "Where's Susie?"
She
Right.
was.
So yeah. So she's, looking around the room, and then all of a sudden, Mr. Missing Two Fingers himself comes busting through the window and menaces her through the house. Oh, it's funny because like he gets interrupted by Peter, and I swear to God, he just throws him like a rag doll down the stairs.
Sure does. And that was a good stunt too. Boy,
Oh, it was good.
the stunt
Yeah.
man tumbled down those stairs. That always scares the hell out of me when a stunt person takes a tumble down the stairs, because one wrong move and you're
I
done.
mean, it's a rough. The thing is,
Yeah.
it's important to point out about Andre Ocoponte is that he is a skinny motherfucker.
Is
He
he?
is really like he's very Topher Grace, right? Like Topher
Okay.
Grace, like
Yeah.
maybe a buck 20
Wiry.
soaking
Okay.
wet, And so he's very thin. And so yeah, when he goes down those stairs, you're like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah, he's not getting up from
He's not getting up from
that.
that. So,
And Two
but
Finger Guy is a burly man.
yeah.
He's got some meat to him.
He's so
Not fat. He's just
so so
wide
then
shouldered.
yeah, so then he disappears. There's a weird scene where they're interviewing both Peter and Faye about, the night's situation, and then we do a hard cut to
So many
the
hard
most
cuts.
confusing tracing of a phone call I've ever seen. Next to Black Christmas, of course, because if you've seen the original Black Christmas and you watch them try to trace a phone call, I mean, that's a good 5 minute, 5 to 8 minute scene where they're just run, 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 run. Oh, we missed it. You gotta keep them on longer. Like, you must endure much more emotional abuse than what you already have on the phone so we can get this guy, right? So they're trying to trace this call.
It's comical.
It is a comical, comical scene.
My
And
gosh.
they get, and they get him. And he's like, I'm
Is that the
yeah,
Boondocks
yeah, yeah,
at a
yeah. So
payphone next to
quack.
the, yeah,
Right.
quack.
So he's quacking away, and talking to him, and they're like, oh, it's coming from a phone booth on 42nd, sure, right? And then they go there and they realize that they've been talking to a recording. Now, I love this because this is actually utilized later on in one of my favorite, I would say neo giallo films, Out of the Dark. It is utilized in exactly that same way, where they go, they find the tape recorder, and then they realize that he is somewhere else killing someone while they're, just wandering around the phone booth, right? So they're listening to the call, and he's saying, "Hey, like, I'm here with your friend Kitty. Folks, if you've been paying attention, Kitty would be the topless, we're going to call her a lady of the evening, who the lieutenant has been shtupping.
It,
I don't know if
he's
it's his
faithful. He's that's her
girlfriend or
it
that's
his
his hooker.
that's
That's
his
his
hooker.
hooker. Yes, his hooker. And we cut to, I love, see, this is kind of one of those scenes where it's a horrific scene. It ends up being like an absolutely horrific scene to watch,
Oh my
but.
God, Terrifier got nothing on this
But
death.
the lead up to it is just mwah, chef's kiss. So they cut, and yes, the killer is sitting there with Kitty, the lieutenant's girlfriend, and she is tied to the bed. She has a, she has like a piece of tape over her mouth, and the killer is just going to town with a straight razor. The tiniest razor, by the way.
It's a razor blade
Yeah,
for
little razor
a
blade.
shaving,
Yep.
a face shaver. So
Yep.
it's teeny tiny, or like for a box cutter, it's this teeny, it's double edged. So
Woo.
it's one of the fancy ones.
Buddy.
But he's, oh, like this poor
Ooh.
woman is suffering as no one suffers, because he's tiny. She's going to die of a thousand cuts, is
Yeah.
what it is. Not one of these is going to kill her, but as a whole, it will.
Yeah. I mean, there's and it gets super graphic, man, because we're not, the nipples, eyes, of course, because it's
Bisect.
Fulci.
Oh, the eyeball, that was chef's kiss. That was so. I hate eyeball horror. I
Well,
hate it with a
that's all
passion.
Fulci movies, because he's obsessed
And
with eyes.
they take this razor blade from her eyebrow through her eye, and the eye is still moving as he's taking this razor blade through it. I good on you, man, for figuring out how to do that without actually doing it.
Oh
You know?
yeah. Oh,
Oh my God.
it was absolutely bizarre.
Oh,
So then
hard to watch, really.
the next thing you know, they have found a dead body somewhere near the Hudson River, I guess. And it's our missing two fingers guy.
Oh, it's super, right.
And he has a plastic bag wrapped around his head. Now, here's the thing. So the professor, oh, well, clearly, and says this to the cops. Well, yeah, I mean, the guy obviously felt remorse and killed himself. And I was like,
With a plastic
no,
bag.
that's not the way suicide works. Wow.
Jump off a bridge,
Yeah, right,
step on it
exactly.
into traffic,
Jumped off a bridge,
take
caught
a
him in the
nap on a train
water.
track,
Right, walked in front of a car.
yeah, a
Right,
bus,
something.
something. You
But
don't
you don't
suffocate
stick
yourself with
a
a
bag
plastic
over your own head and suffocate yourself. That's not a thing.
That's not a thing. No, no one's
So,
ever in the history of suicides, and that's not a thing.
but they are gonna die on that hill, my friend. The this movie wants you to believe that yes, he felt so bad about the murders that he had to kill himself. Anyway, so yeah, so not Fulci says that when he finds his body, he says, well, he's been dead for 8 days, so he couldn't have killed kill he couldn't have killed ki Kitty. Wow, trying to say that 10 times fast. Couldn't have killed Kitty. So you guys, the killer's still out there. The lieutenant is not having that, by the way.
Passage of time in this movie is,
Oh man.
he's been dead for 8 days.
Right. It
So
seems like 24 hours.
Kitty, yeah, it's the last time we saw him was 8 days. I don't know, man.
Nope. It's Italian. Yeah. So, Faye decides, she's going to do a little sleuthing on her own, and she decides she's going to go to Memorial Hospital, and that is where she meets Peter's daughter, Susie, who
Susie.
is, oh man. Okay.
She's a mess.
Susie is behind the tent of illness, the
She's the girl in
long
the bubble.
disease. Yep, girl, that's exactly what I said too. I was like, boy, the plastic bubble. What? Yeah. And she is a girl of approximately between 6 and 7, perhaps,
She's under
and
10.
yeah,
Yeah, for
and
sure.
is missing an arm,
Yeah. I thought she
and
was missing a leg too, wasn't
is
she?
dying of a lymphatic disease. And the Faye comes in and sees that this nurse is reading her this book about a duck. And since Faye has a
There's a duck toy there too.
182 IQ, she figures out exactly what's been going on, because the nurse says, she's got, she has one parent that abandoned her and then another parent that pays the bills and never visits.
And
So,
that's Peter, yeah.
right, which is Peter. So, yeah. So then the cop and the professor are having conversations, and the professor's like, "Well, Faye suffers from, hallucinations." And so then we're kind of like, "Oh, is Faye the killer?" Right? Like, because Jello, lot that's a thing. So
It's
it
a
wouldn't
thing.
be beyond for them to switch it on us and be like, "Nah, she's just batshit crazy. She's been killing people the whole time." very kind of like Night School, right? At the end of Night
Oh,
School, where
yeah.
it's revealed that it's Rachel Ward and she's been doing it because Air Professor is fucking everything that moves, right? So it would make the most sense, you know. Oh well, you know. But no. She gets home and it was funny because Peter is dressed. Okay, I love this. Peter is dressed in like a white turtleneck, and I swear to God, he looks like Russell Todd in Friday the 13th Part 2. That's the guy who is he's got the dog in one hand. He's menacing the girl out by the, what is it? He's menacing the girl out by, she's skinny dipping, you know, and he's like, you know, oh, do you want these clothes? And then gets his throat slit, thank God. But yeah, Russell Todd drop. Okay. So he looks, yeah, so he's got this like white turtleneck on, and she overhears him on the phone with his daughter doing that weird quack 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 duck
Nope.
voice. So then she's like, okay, I got this. Like, I figured it out. I'm gonna steal one of the kitchen
Like put the
knives.
pieces together. Yeah,
And
okay.
she turns around and stabs him in the belly, and then stabs him again. And you know, a fight ensues, and then he gets on top of her and he starts doing the quacky voice, which hearing that come out of Andrea Capante is very disconcerting.
I'm laughing uncontrollably at this point. This movie is so confusing because I'm equally disturbed and entertained all at the same time.
Yeah,
It's so
it's
funny.
so bizarre. I would put this up there. So I feel like Pieces is just as
Yeah.
mean-spirited, whereas Pieces
Okay.
obviously lacks the softcore smut element of it,
Yeah.
but it's very similar to that, where things happen in Pieces where you're just like, bah! You know, but then also, but at the same time, you're like, ooh, God, that's meaty. You know, like the death scenes in Pieces, especially the girl in the locker room, you know, you're like, ah,
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the keto diet right now and all I'm eating is steak. And I gotta be honest with you, like there are things you do not eat before you watch Pieces.
No, just don't bother.
That's an after the fact. So the cop shows up, the cop and the professor show up at the house and shoot Peter in the face in the
It's great.
cheek. It's a good
In the
scene.
cheek, right in the cheek through his skull. Yeah. And it's got that beautiful squib.
Oh.
Like it popped a giant zit, like
It is
pop. It's
amazing.
so
It is
gross.
really amazing. So he goes down like a sack of potatoes. That's done. And the next scene we see is the professor reluctantly comforting Faye in the car while the lieutenant is talking. And it's so funny because the professor looks like he could not be any less interested in comforting her. I mean, he is just like, ew, girls. Like,
The
he's
case is
whole.
solved, so he's
Yeah.
no longer getting money. That's
Nope.
probably what
He is holding
he's like.
her with one arm and then looking out the window with the other. Just like, nope, I don't want you or your devil vagina magic. I'm over
Wonder
here.
if that new
Just,
issue of Drummer's out
yeah,
yet.
drummer's out. So I should probably pick that up. And then we end on the fact that this little girl had like maybe 6 weeks to live, left. And the nurse is like, hey, do you want to call daddy again? And you guys can play ducks, whatever the fuck that is.
Don't
And
leave me, Daddy. Don't
right. And
leave
she's
me.
like, don't leave me, daddy. Don't leave me, daddy. Credits.
Credits.
Yeah.
Like a really good kung fu movie,
Just
credits.
credits.
At a,
Hard
in the like
cut.
a
That's
pretty
it.
much in the middle of a sentence,
Nope.
cut.
Not even a Argento. You have been watching New York Ripper. No, just a
Yeah.
fucking
Not
like
even
credit.
that.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. You get a long shot of what looks like New York City and then credits. That's it.
Oh my
No.
God. Oh. I'm almost embarrassed to say I like this movie.
That's the thing though, is that this movie for if I could re-edit it. No, but like there are things about this movie that I dig. I like the overall look of it. I love the gore. I love Andrea Capante. I could pretty much watch him because I saw Blade in the Dark randomly. Like that was one of those ones where I'd seen it was on Tubi or it was on one of the main one of the many streaming services. And I heard about it and I was like, oh, I'm kind of interested in that. And then I watched it and was like, oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, that dude looks like Topher Grace. Okay, I'm on board, right? And then when he showed up in this, I was like, oh, cool. Okay. So yeah. And so yeah, like I like his character, question mark. And I love sleaze. Like I do. I there's a fine line, obviously, between just straight up pornography and sleaze. And sleaze had a heyday, and that heyday is gone,
You
regardless of.
are. I always turn to you when I need
Yeah.
something a little sleazy,
Right.
because every once in a while you
Strip.
get in that
Right.
mood. Like, I
I
gotta
want to
see
watch
something
something
really awful.
gross. Yeah, like
I need
strip
something
nude for your
gross tonight.
killer, you know?
I
Yeah.
just watched Inside Out and it made me feel the feelings. Now
Right.
I want to see something that will harden my soul.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
Lose faith in humanity.
yep. European smut will do that. European smut is definitely like a what the fuck? Like you need to do Devil's Honey next because I'm pretty sure that might be available. I'm not sure.
I've been writing all these down, by the way. You've been dropping
Yeah.
some names I haven't heard of.
Yeah, I mean, Out of the
Devil's
Dark,
Honey's on there.
Out of the Dark is probably in my top 10 of all time
Wow.
movies. Because it has a, you know, fucking, we did this like a couple episodes ago, but it's like it has a stacked cast and it's interesting and it has a good soundtrack and it's 80s and it's got a fog machine and it, you know, whatever. But there's lots of reasons to love Out of the Dark. I did a whole like I reunited the cast and crew for Out of the Dark and did a whole episode on it. So I mean, that's how much I love Out of the Dark.
Wow.
Yep. That's a good
Yeah, Out of the
episode.
Dark's on Tubi.
Yep. They bring it back every now and again too. They'll do that where somebody will message me and be like, Out of the Dark's on Tubi again. And I'll be like, oh, that's so great. But yeah, like this movie has elements of it where I think I will probably watch it once a year. You know, this is
This is
definitely not a like, I'll just put this on and do some laundry. It's that kind of movie.
right. I'm gonna cook some food. Let's
Yeah.
put on something
Right.
in the
Whereas
background. This is not it.
Pieces, yeah, Pieces is one of those movies where, I mean, granted, I'm not gonna eat, but like Pieces is one of those movies where I can put that on in the background, I can
Yeah,
recite the
it's got enough
dialogue. Yeah.
comedy and silliness in
It's
it
goofy
to,
and
yeah, it's
stupid.
Goofy's a good one. I mean,
It's
Bluto's in it, right?
yeah, exactly. It's, yeah. I love, you know, that's another episode Hillary and I really knocked out of the park was our Pieces episode. Pieces is one of my favorite episodes that we did because it was just so over the top and ridiculous. And at the end of the episode, we're both looking at each other like, do we like this? I don't know yet.
So you said earlier, what isn't a giallo about this? I mean, we've got the mystery, we've got the bait and switch.
I think it's
We've
lacking.
got a
Yeah.
supernatural element, kind of,
Right.
sort of,
I believe it's
maybe.
lacking the artistry and the finesse
Well,
of a giallo.
fair. That's
Yep.
absolutely fair. This is not framed or shot
Nope.
beautifully in
It's
any
not.
stretch of the imagination. The
Nope.
gore is great.
Yeah.
The acting is on par with a giallo
Yeah,
for the
but
most part.
the funny thing is like if you take a movie like Deep Red or even a movie like Terror at the Opera, you know, like the gore is also part of the artistry, right? Whereas this movie is gore for the sake of gore. Absolutely. It is 100% just gratuitous, you know. So the woman who plays, I gotta get her name. The woman who plays our rich kink master, she apparently was in a number of these movies, not these movies, but of other giallo movies and
She
stuff.
looks, she has that look to her. She has a
Yes.
movie star look to her. She's tall, she's
Very European.
beautiful.
Yeah.
There, yes.
So
It,
European.
if I would just see a picture of her, I'd like, yep, she's from Europe. That's not an American gal.
Alexandra Delicoli.
Oh, she's
Alessandra
super
Delicoli.
Italian then.
Yeah, very Italian, and she was married to a famous Italian cinematographer because apparently she's also in Dr. Butcher MD, also known as Zombie Holocaust, and then several movies that I can't pronounce, as well as several movies that definitely were behind the, you know, red curtain, if you will. like the sweet charm of sin. And
Oh, goodness.
yeah, oh yeah, totally. Hot dogs on Ibiza. Okay. So no, these are real, these are
Hot dogs
actual
on a visa?
Ibiza. I guess. I don't know. Maybe I yeah. So I sure. So needless to say, she's done her share of smut as well. So and she does. She has that look. She has that look of someone who I've seen in an Emmanuel movie. You know, everybody has a very specific, like I said, European smut. It's a thing. So this is, it's time to pimp out your stuff. So, yes, where can we find you and your many shows, Pete?
So I've had a show called Good Beer Bad Movie Night. We've been
Woo-hoo.
recording for we're approaching our 100th episode, but we only do an episode a month. So I think we're in
Nice.
year 8.
Very cool. Yeah.
And we've just been doing it as a hobby for, almost 100 episodes once a month. And it's just a hobby. There's four of us, Kathleen, Troy, Dave, and myself as the core. We invite some people on, but we really like to do it in person. We've done a couple of them online, and of course, through COVID, we did a bunch of them online. So it's kind of hard to get people together because we prefer to do it in person, and that's a lot of fun. We watch bad movies, we drink good beer, and as Charlie over at Give Me Back My Action Movies would say, not all movies are bad and not all beers are good.
That's good. I like that.
We rate our movies on a six pack rating and let you know just how drunk you need to be to watch the movie.
Love it.
If you like the movie, it's a zero or a one beer. If you hated the movie, The Swarm is one of them. It's
Oh.
easily a six beer movie. That movie's terrible. It has no business
Oh.
being almost 2.5 hours long.
Oh,
It's
nice. Okay.
also secretly very racist.
Oh,
It's not overtly racist, it's secretly, because they call them the swarm is these bees that invade the United States like the murder hornets did.
murder hornets, yes.
But this is back in the 70s, and they kept calling them African bees. So through the whole movie, they're calling them African bees, like the Africans are invading. It's like, oh my God, this is really
That's
anyway.
awesome.
Don't watch
So
it. Don't watch it. Just listen to the episode.
bad. Yeah, that a lot of the times that's exactly what I will do is
Yeah.
listen to your show and
Yeah,
not
just
watch the movie.
yeah, don't we will warn you toward the end
Yeah.
of the movie. It's like, yeah, no, don't
Don't
watch it.
watch this,
Don't
please.
watch it. Or yes, watch this one. And then of course I'm over with Charlie and Nate and now Anna. Anna has joined the troupe. So we've got it's a
Makes my
foursome now.
heart happy.
We are
Oh.
so lucky to have her. If you're on the socials, she's doing all the Instagram videos right now. She is killing it. We couldn't be happier to have Anna as part of the group now.
So cool.
Her official announcement will be the
Oh.
first episode of January. So I don't know when this is going to drop, but it's
This
fine if you.
is actually going to drop tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So
So
a little preview
there you
for those
go.
of
Pretty,
who.
yeah, exactly. Spoiler alert. Hey.
Spoilers.
Woo!
We're over at Give Me Back My Action and Horror Movies, where every week we alternate action and horror movies. And I know, Aaron, we're coming up now. Since
Yes!
this is dropping tomorrow, we can't say what the movie is, but you are going to join us in February for the month of Pete, and
Yes,
I
I'm
get
so
all
excited.
February to pick out nothing but my movies. And if you go back into the archives, it really pisses off Nate and Charlie.
I am honored that you chose me for this just because I really love that particular movie,
I
and
do too.
I do. I fucking love it. I hated the remake. We're not even gonna go there, but like I love that original film so much, and then there's so much to talk about that I'm so fucking pumped for that.
I'm really excited. So you'll be getting messages from me pretty quick because we always
Perfect.
record 2 weeks out. So
Awesome.
I don't know the schedule yet. So anyway, I'm very excited to have you on in February. And if you ever want to hear a couple of guys just die inside a little bit, go back and listen to the February episodes where I throw some of the wildest Japanese foreign artsy fartsy movies at these two, and these guys just die a little inside every time I pick a movie. This year should be interesting because I'm not doing any Japanese movies this year. Yeah, it's very, very different approach. So,
Keeping it on this side of the pond, huh?
well, no, no, not true.
That's a
But
no.
we're just going to keep it out of Asia.
I keep it out of Asia.
I love
That's
me
the poster.
my Japanese horror monster and kung fu movies. I just adore them, and I just sit down and just watch them like eating M&Ms. So anyway, that's me. Those are my three shows, and yeah, that's all I got for you. Thanks so much for having me on. I've had a blast.
Oh my God.
Do we rate this? What do we do with this movie?
No, we don't rate it. No,
Okay, so
absolutely not.
we're just gonna say, yeah,
We're like,
you're
this
an adult. You're an adult.
was
Watch
fun. Yay,
it. This
us.
is a lot
Yeah.
of fun.
All right. As usual, you can find both Hillary and myself on Instagram, Facebook under Manic Movie Monday podcast. And this, of course, is Jello Shots, which is our sister podcast where I bring on
Greatest
guests
title for a
to talk
podcast ever.
about
I
to talk
hate that
about
you
Jello.
figured that out before me. My God.
I know. I am a
You're the best.
genius. No,
That's
really.
indeed, yes.
It was great. So, thank you so much, Pete, for
Oh,
doing
thank
this. I
you.
really appreciate it. It has absolutely been an honor. So, yeah, I have no Jell-O sign off for this. I really don't. I don't have one. So, I don't know. No, got it. Nothing. Yeah. Quack, 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 quack.